Twitter and Instagram, you know you want to follow us. It's Joe and Mackenzie, though, if you want to connect, see what's going on. A lot of good stuff, too. If you don't click on stories, I was talking to people this weekend, like, oh, I don't click on stories. How do you not click on stories? I like that more than what people actually post.
Yeah, me too.
Like, I like all those little snapshots behind the scenes. You can do that. It's Joe and Mackenzie. Go ahead and give us a follow. I apologize for Monday. We shouldn't make you cry, but this might make you cry. If you've ever lost someone, have you guys ever lost somebody really close to you and still have their number in your phone?
Aww.
Like, has anybody had that happen?
I mean, I have lost people and I still have their number in my phone, yeah.
Okay. What about you, Chops? I mean, not to get super emotional, but have you ever lost somebody in your life but kept their phone number in there?
No.
Like, just to remember them? Okay.
Maybe one.
It's okay
person.
If you haven't, but I just, like, I know for a while after my dad died, like, I kept his number on my
Did
phone.
Did you keep his voicemails? Like, that's a big thing.
I still have his voicemails. Yeah. I don't have a bunch of them, but it's so crazy because sometimes you can forget a person's voice and you hear it, you're like, holy crap, they're right here in the room. And the reason I bring this up is not make you cry, but this story is just... It's incredible.
I have a voicemail from my little Lulu that's like, Mommy, I went potty. And I saved it. Like when she was potty training, I save all voicemails of anything that's like a big moment just because.
You never know. Yeah, it's a great idea. Well, this story right here. Wow. 23-year-old Chastity Patterson of Newport, Arkansas, lost her father 4 years ago. Now, she's been keeping his memory alive through texting the number each night. She updates him on the ins and outs of her day, just hoping, you know, that he was listening. Well, on Thursday, October 25th, this happened just last week, the day before the fourth anniversary of her father's death, she explained, "Hey, Dad, it's me. Tomorrow's going to be a tough day again." She talked about how she beat cancer and how she's been gotten sick since her father passed away. She says, "I promised you I would take better care of myself." She recapped how she graduated college with honors, fell in love, and got her heart broken, but she made it through a stronger woman. This year, she got a reply. So, guys, 4 years she's been texting this number. Because you know that your old number, somebody usually gets it. Like, sorry, wrong number. Well, yeah, 4 years of doing this, she gets a reply. The message read, quote, "Hi, sweetheart. I am not your father, but I have been getting all your messages for the past 4 years. He introduced himself as Brad and told Chastity how he lost his daughter in a car wreck back in 2014. He says, your messages have kept me alive. He continued, I'm sorry you lost someone so close to you, but I have listened to you over the years. You're an extraordinary woman, and I wish my daughter would have become the woman that you are."
What are you doing to us, Joe?
I'm sorry. I'm telling you right now, Liv is legit crying right now.
That is so, like, touching. And I just think that sometimes God works in very strange and weird ways. Mm-hmm. And sometimes you end up finding someone that you never knew you needed or relying on someone that you didn't even know existed. And that's just so beautiful.
That's what I'm always saying. I really believe in earth angels. Like, so many people, when I'm in like a really at a low point or like really struggling, like, have just come into my life and they are sent. I mean, just exactly what I need at the exact moment.
I wonder if anybody else out there, if you're listening right now and you hear that, you're like, you might be doing that too. And not that you've had a response necessarily, but I think that's really common because I used to for a while, nobody picked up, but I would call and it would be my dad's voicemail. But eventually, like, it changed. It was just a generic number. So I quit calling. But I just could totally, when I saw this story, and it's everywhere. We'll share it for you. I'll put it up at joemackenzie.com. I'll blog that in a bit. But I just thought about my dad who passed away when I was 21. I'm like, wow, like, that is so cool. That guy replied to her and told her that. Because I think they, like Liv said, they both needed each other.
I feel like this is also a good reminder to tell the people in your life right now how you feel. If you love somebody, tell them. If you miss somebody, tell them. Like, quit holding off for ego or for whatever reason or you had an argument. Life's so short.
All right. So would you like to tell me?
I love you.
Okay, Liv?
I love you.
Okay, pork chop.
Are you going to say it back?
Saranghae.
Are you allowed to say that on the radio?
I'm not going to actually say, it's I love you in Korean, but I felt weird saying I love you in English, so saranghae.
Joe, it's your turn.
Now, of course I love you guys. You know I love you.